picture this. You're scrolling through your feed and suddenly, bam, you land on an incredible live stream and someone's sharing secrets about nurturing that stunning plant you've been eyeing. You're instantly hooked, asking questions, laughing, and joining vibrant conversations with passionate plant lovers from all over the world.
These live streams aren't just about selling plants. They're hangouts, educational classes, and exciting community events. And while you're waiting for your next favorite seller or educator to go live, join chat channels similar to Discord, where the fun never stops and plant friendships flourish.
Feeling inspired, you decide it's time to buy your dream plant. Here's the best part. It's not just a transaction. You're connecting directly with amazing sellers and becoming part of a genuinely engaged community. Need any tips? Have any questions? Want to celebrate your plant's first ever bloom? Overgrown Oasis community is always eager to support, guide, and cheer you on.
Overgrown Oasis is more than just a platform. It's your new plant-loving adventure and community home. So dive into the excitement, connect deeply, and watch your plant dreams bloom alongside friends. You can find Overgrown Oasis by visiting overgrownoasis.com.
Your ultimate plant-loving community awaits.
Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Hoya.
Hi everybody, annyeong.
Hola.
Hello.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hoya podcast. Okay, so literally there was like one day, I can't remember if it was here or if it was on Patreon. I was saying like the last review we got was like 2 years ago or something.
Did we get some reviews?
I don't know if it's some or it's a.
What do you mean some or a?
Like one review, but... Because now, because there used to be this service called Chartable. Mm-hmm. And on Chartable, because we only see US reviews because mm-hmm. our thing, our Apple thing is through the US. And so we can't see international reviews. We used to be able to see them through the service called Chartable, but Chartable no longer exists. So there may be like other like international reviews that have posted, which we're always grateful for. Thank you so much to everybody who leaves us reviews. But yeah, we got one new review from Big Pink Dragon.
Ooh.
Says, "Hiya, Hoya and friends. I didn't realize I needed a Hoya in my life before I started listening. Adam, Jesse, and Lydia make waiting for peduncles fun. Great group of friends." So cute.
Aww, thanks, John. How sweet. Big Pink Dragon.
Yeah.
Three things I like: big, pink, and dragons. Yeah.
So anyway,
calm down, Khaleesi.
I got super excited because,
yeah, because you know, like our last only last year, like, did we get any last year in 2024, or are they all from 2023?
No, the last one. Oh, actually, there was one review from 2024 too, from Tony Belloni.
Tony Belloni, was it a nice one?
Wait, Tony Vetloni. Oh.
Yeah, was it a nice one? What was Tony's?
You feel like friends. Oh, we only feel like friends. We're not actually friends. I'm just kidding.
No, we feel like they're our friends. Like,
yeah, he's saying we feel like...
I thought we weren't going to expose the breakup on here.
Was like, they feel like friends. You know, like, okay, anyway, this podcast is my favorite. I wish it was weekly. I feel like I'm listening to my friends chatting about my favorite plants. I've learned a ton. Keep up the great work. So cute.
Aww. So cute. And to me, you do feel like my friends, listeners. Yes.
And then all the other ones, it literally just says 1 year ago.
You guys feel like my friends, yeah, too.
Aw, you feel like my friends, too.
Lydia, I'll think about it.
Thank you for leaving that review.
Gracias.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
And then there was one other thing. I know we don't really like do Hoya news anymore, but I was looking on the YouTube comments because mm-hmm. We, you know, have a YouTube channel. If you're watching, you're welcome.
Yeah. Hello. So this is a video episode as well. Some of them aren't, like, namely the last one when I was dying with a sickness.
And
Yeah, that was pretty rough. With
death but you in the sounded family.
Great that I day, did. Though.
I felt so bad that day.
You like, sounded so good.
And a testament to his commitment to you all is that we checked his temperature and he was running a fever.
Yeah.
While he was recording that episode.
There was snot towels. There was.
He was sitting over there. Like, yeah. Y'all can't see, that's but like far.
That's
why we had
no video. I was on the couch.
He was on the porn couch and we were over here.
Director's couch. Anyway, YouTube. But there is video. Yes,
YouTube comment from AustinGirl89, who was saying, because we were like dissing the Paulinera Broget that one day. Yeah. But they said that it's German, actually.
Okay.
And it's pronounced Bro-Ga. So
Broga?
Broga?
Broget?
Broga.
No, it's Broga.
Oh, Broga.
Broga.
Broga. So I have not heard anyone pronounce it like
Paulinera
that.
I haven't Broca. Either.
Maybe.
But it's like one of those things. Remember there was like a Hoya that we were saying the name wrong for like the longest time?
AustinGirl89, can you send us a voice memo?
Saying, like how it sounds.
Yeah, because I feel like no matter what, we're going to put our. Because like for me, it would be Broga. Broga. But that's because I'm trying to say it in Spanish. But you know how
German has a very like.
Broga.
A strong intonation almost. But anyway, I thought that was really interesting. And we're
But Broget or Bro... I put into Google and it's detecting Danish. And it's stands for variegated.
Do it again. That's definitely not how I'm going to be...
Variegated.
Bola.
Anyway.
Yeah, no. Send us a voice memo, AustinGirl89. I'm determined to get to the bottom of this.
Or just, you know, what you found on it. Because I do, that's interesting to me.
Yeah, and I know, like, they were like, oh, I'm sorry to be that person, but...
Anyway, sorry.
But no, never. Because I feel like this is all learning for, like, all of us.
Yeah. And none of us are professionals. So, like... I'm never gonna know it correctly.
Sorry, can I borrow one of your two table?
Yeah, because I put one there for you. That one was for Adam, but
it's because my drink needs to be on my left side, my phone needs to be on my right side. You guys don't understand.
So thanks for commenting. Also, yes. I do really enjoy editing the videos for YouTube as far as like the video episodes. So you guys should watch them because they're fun. They're fun for me, at least. I don't know how you guys feel.
I feel like people watch them. I watch them. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so funny.
Also, I'm the one that's responsible for replying to comments, and sometimes I forget. So I apologize. Oh, but there was
it's
like...
It's too late to apologize.
It's too late.
All right.
But anyway, I promise I get to them and we see them. I know Jesse sees them for sure. It's just I'm supposed to respond to them. And sometimes, anyway.
Yeah, look, 166 views, 279, nice. 153.
Yeah.
There's views.
I watch them. Nice. 2025. I feel like every year we talk about, like, what's going on in the Hoya world. And I don't know. I feel like the past year especially, I've been, like, a little bit disconnected just from, like, buying. And so I don't really know what's out there. And so I feel like this is kind of like a little time capsule. Like, we've done it since the beginning of kind of looking up, you know, like what's out there, what's in the market and stuff. So this is our 2025 chat of what Hoya and plants are even out there these days. What's going on? So.
Yes, but also just prefacing, but from a very limited purview of knowledge.
Yes. And in the United States specifically. Yeah. Yeah. Because we're in the United States. So it is a very... what is the word? A specific, you know, when something's like...
Niche?
When something's from like a specific angle.
Oh.
There's like a word.
Like a one-sided, like a one...
Yeah. Anyway, so yes.
Oof. But that's going to bother me now.
Like a one-dimensional perspective? View? Oh, yeah. Like
subjective. Yes. Like it's very subjective. Very subjective perspective.
Good mind.
Subjective perspective.
Subjective perspective.
Yeah. So no expertise, no actual knowledge, just our thoughts going on up here.
From the United States.
Some more for
just so that you all know. But okay, but before we talk about Hoya, can we talk about a not Hoya real quick?
Yes.
Okay, so yesterday I had to get Perlite. And
Perlite. Not Perlite. Perlite.
No, let her say it however she wants. All right. Fancy.
So anyway.
You went to go get Perlite.
Ah, blah.
As ESL, pronunciation is really important to me because I will say it like that in other spaces.
Oh, man. Ah, blah. I wish that we had like a little soundbite and you could just insert it. Can we make a Jesse square on here? Yeah, make it the pink one.
Yeah.
Those who don't know, ESL is English as a second language. And that's why I'm very picky about pronunciation.
Okay, but you're not. But for those of you that don't know, ESL is English as a second language. However, furthermore, for those of you that don't know, Jessie did not learn English as a second language. She learned English as a first language, which makes her EFL, which is not a thing, but it doesn't make her ESL.
Damn, anyway, Perlite. What about Perlite?
Oh, and so we were out and we were passing a Home Depot randomly, and that's all I needed. And I had no business looking at plants, but you know you always have to.
Always.
So I did, and I have not been to a big box store in a long time. There are literally Tycons. There are some like variegated peace lily that I don't even know the name of and I've never seen before.
More variegated than the one Adam has?
That's a different kind. Ooh. It's like all white leaves. Like, I don't even know what it's called. And then there were the variegated Adansonii, which I also didn't know was a thing, but I thought it was cute. I've never even seen one in person before.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember like
the big box stores.
They're selling them at the big box store.
But it's a different variegation than what I've seen on Adansonii, because there's a lot of different ones that look like that Monstera Borghese. No, Monstera Borghesiana. And those that you got didn't look like that. They look more marbly.
Yeah, there's like six. Don't quote me on this. I'm not an aeroid person, but there's like at least six different kinds of variegation on Adansonii. But anyway, there was like this like variegated one, and I thought it was cute, and I knew definitely Jesse would think it was cute. So I was like, "Do you want to split this?" Because I really just wanted like one little piece of it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so got a little plant. It was $30.
Cute.
And I remember, like, back in the day when those were first coming out and hitting the market, it was, like, $2,000 a node. Yeah,
they were insane.
Mm-hmm. But that's what tissue culture does, man.
Guess what else happened with that? By Burley Marx Flame.
Yeah.
Those were...
So you... I had thought you brought that back from, like, Illinois or something, but you ordered it online.
I did. Okay, so I, like, randomly got on Facebook one day. And one of the plant groups, someone was like, Casa restocked the Burley Marx Flame. And that has, in my head, that has been like, if I buy another aeroid, it will be the Monstera Burley Marx Flame.
Wow.
Because I think it's just a cool looking Monstera when they get big. And so they had them restocked and I was like, oh, it was like $35. So I placed an order thinking that they weren't going to let it go through because remember there was like a weird thing with shipping to Arizona.
Yeah. Like Costa. Arizona, California, and Florida, I think had issues.
Anyway, went through, fine, delivered. But yeah, so I can't believe that's also being released like that too, because that was thousands of dollars.
Wow.
But I did go
what
into...
What else is on there?
I hadn't gone to Walmart in a long time, and I was there this last weekend for something, and there was Tycons everywhere.
Well, I texted you guys a few weeks ago when I bought one. And Lydia was like, what? You bought one? And I was like...
I thought she had said she saw one.
I was like, I sent you a picture of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so it's like...
my real friends know, not my feel friends.
My feel friends. But I just didn't realize it was like such a... And then like they're just sitting there. They're not like people are rushing to get them. And
no, there were literally probably like 20, 30 of them. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I almost got one, but I was like, what?
Why?
I know.
You know, where...
What am I going to do with that?
Where would I put it? You know, I almost got tempted, though.
I'll swap you. I'll take that. You can have the one I bought at Walmart.
Okay.
Three weeks later, I've got a problem.
Oh, my gosh. You can buy Florida ghosts? You can buy varicosum, Lech Lariana Albo.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is not
a... Anyway, let's talk Hoya.
This is not a... what do you call it? A plug for Costa Farms, but...
I would say, yeah.
Back to Hoya.
I didn't see any Hoya, though, in the big box stores.
Remember when I got that tie, though? I found Hoya Bang Vances.
You did.
For $5. Yes. And then Hoya...
Fitchii,
which I was like, is this a new elliptical?
They called it like Hoya Sea Anemone or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it was something weird. It's always random to me, though. The Hoya, like when you see them at a big box store, the ones that are there, because they're never the same. Yeah. And then they never come back around. So you're like, was this like a one-time fluke?
Like, it's so like, wild that you saw Van Vigensis or whatever.
And I'm so sad because I saw other people posting polyneuro baskets, like green form.
Yeah.
And I've been on the lookout for them and I haven't found them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I'm like...
You know what makes people go crazy is when the compacta baskets come out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which rightly so. That's where I got my first, like, I got a variegated one a long time ago and it's, you know, bit the bullet, but
another one
they're just pretty when they're in those baskets.
They really
I really wish I lived in an area where I could just like have those big old baskets and just like have them outside. But Launy told me to get a fig tree planted and then I could hang them out there. But I just don't know how that would do in the summer here. It wouldn't do well.
There's people that have fig trees, though. The only thing about trees is you have to water them a lot.
Fig tree, once it gets big, hanging my Hoya, like outside. My bigger basket Hoya underneath the fig tree.
Because it'll still be so dry and hot.
I know. But I just have to, I don't know, maybe just run some water out there. Anyway.
Okay, but having a big trailing compacta is like a dream. Yeah. I really would like that. And my compacta is finally like grew enough where I could like cut. Like, I got, like, 10 out of each of them. And so now they're little stubbins, but I'm hoping to make a huge pot out of them.
Ooh.
So maybe one day, maybe in, like, 5 years. I don't know. They're pretty slow, so I don't know.
I have one from my uncle's plant. And it was doing really well. And now it's just, like, one really long vine because root mealy's got to it. And then I finally treated it. I've repotted it. And it's growing, but it was like two different vines in there. And the one just like was, it just kept dying and dying and dying. But that one's super healthy.
Yeah, it looks great.
And even though it's just a one little trunk hanging down there, there's already one popping out the top. So I'm like, okay.
Ooh, cute.
See, that's what I was waiting for mine to do because they all finally started like trailing down and it didn't happen. So then I got impatient. So I chopped them. Because I feel like this is the time of year, like everything's growing.
Oh, so you chopped the growing tip to make the hormones go and like push out a new node.
That's what I'm hoping. But then I'm also just going to put at least like 5 of them into one pot because I want a big trailing basket.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. Inside? You're going to have it inside?
Yeah.
Is it hanging by a window or are you just having it like on the top of one of your shelves?
Well, it's just on one of my shelves, but now it's not trailing because I cut it.
Yeah.
But hopefully we get this house and there's a bay window.
Yeah.
And we're going to hang up a rod there and put trailing plants on the bay window. So
it'll be nice. Mm-hmm.
So I could do that with my bedroom, but I just had, remember I had that rod here where I had all those trailing plants?
Yeah.
And I loved it. But we do have a bay window in the bedroom, but I have a little like thing.
Yeah.
The shelf.
And so if I put the trailing, it would block. I don't know.
You know what you could do is what if
shower? Ugh.
What if you just put a shelf that goes across and then they can just go on the top and then they can still trail.
Yeah.
Actually, but, that's not a bad idea.
But then the top of them gets like no light and then they start to.
But just put the shelf right where the window is.
Yeah.
Because they'll trail down so they don't need like a ton of light on the top.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway. Always workshopping ideas and where to stuff Hoya and like where to have.
The biggest appeal to that, I feel like, is like whenever you hang up plants, like the fact that they're in the hanger is kind of a nuisance.
Yeah.
So if it's like on a shelf, then you don't have that, which is kind of nice, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to steal my own idea and do that.
I just saw an Instagram reel about a girl who takes the big box store hanger and like hot glues like a cord. And then like wraps it and makes, and it looks like it's braided. after she wraps it. Interesting. And then she just clips it back on, and then it looks much, it doesn't look like it's just like a big box store hanger.
Wow.
That is cute.
I think I liked it on the LTH page. I'll send it to you guys.
That's a nice little DIY. A cute little.
It's a super cute DIY, actually.
Because those are really good baskets to have, and they have the hook and everything. And
it's already all set up. The nicest thing about that is you can just pop the hooks off.
Yeah. I need to figure out what I'm going to do for the setup with my the Burly Marx, the Monstera Burly Marx Fantasy or Flame. Do I keep saying Fantasy?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know.
That's also a plant, but the Flame, Monstera. But anyway, I got to figure out because I kind of want to be like Jake the plant guy, Sydney plant guy.
With like the like.
But I huge, don't know if I can like... do it with their huge poles.
That's true.
Cindy plant guy.
His plants are really impressive, though, honestly.
Oh, my God. That's.
Are you talking about the plant?
Look at the varicosa.
Oh, okay. I didn't know which one you're talking about.
Okay, so Hoya that are... Okay, I have a little bit of a Hoya bug right now.
Yeah?
To, like, buy plants, but I'm not buying plants. Mm-hmm. I wanted to buy myself a plant for my birthday, but I didn't. But instead... People sent me plants.
Ooh.
And they ended up being the same plant.
Wait, who sent you plants and what did they send you?
Jared got me a plant. I had posted that I was like, I should buy a plant for myself because my birthday was coming up. And honestly, usually I use my birthday as an excuse to like buy all these things, but I'm trying to buy a house right now, so I'm trying to not spend money. But it's kind of a lie, but I haven't really bought anything for myself for my birthday. So then, like, the day before my birthday, I was like, I kind of want to buy myself a plant, but then I didn't. But Planty Page sent me a Papua Hoya, which is, like, a very small-leaved Hoya that's super fuzzy and hairy. Mm-hmm. And I had put on my...
You shown this to us?
Well, it was, like, a little wrinkly because it's hot here. So once it plumps back up, like, I'm gonna post a picture. But it's so fuzzy.
Yeah.
It's so freaking fuzzy, and it looks so freaking cute. But anyway, I had posted it on my stories, and then... I got another package. I got another one.
From who?
From Jared.
Oh.
He saw all my stories and then he sent the plant to my house.
Yeah. Oh, how nice. Yeah. That's like the extra mile because my guy like could hardly know what that was.
Yeah. I know. I was actually really impressed.
Have you checked your mail recently to make sure you don't have other mail in the mail?
I checked it yesterday.
Okay, cool.
Was there something you said?
No, I didn't say nothing.
Oh, you were
okay.
I thought you were saying like, hey, have you seen this that I got?
I would still recommend checking your mail this week.
I get informed. I have informed delivery though.
Okay.
So then I saw that there was a package and then I went and then he had texted me. He was like, you should check your mailbox. And I was like, oh, I did. And then he's like, did you get something? And I was like, I did.
He knows you well.
Yeah. So anyway, so I had two of them.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Why was I saying this?
Okay.
Oh, so then now I have a little bug. Like I want to,
yeah,
you know, but anyway, I'm like getting ready to move. So I don't need more plants, but
yeah,
but maybe I do. I don't know. Anyway,
that was
cute.
Okay. So only those two plants.
Yeah.
Again, my birthday is June 6th.
But I am doing a local trade with somebody, with Darius.
Oh.
What are you getting?
Up Cordata.
Our friend of the pod, Darius.
Yeah. Let me look that up. Hashtag.
Him and I are going to.
Oh, yeah.
That one actually has been on my list, like, solidly the past year.
Mm.
So I'm excited for that one.
Cordata? Cordata.
Up Cordata?
Up Cordata, okay.
Up Cordata, yeah.
Nice.
But they're like small leaf Toyas. So I was like, even if I don't really have the space or even if I'm moving, like they're small. So,
yeah,
you know, it's not hurting anybody.
Did I have the Amcordata?
I don't think any of us have had it yet. We have talked about it a lot just because it has been on my wish list for like the past year.
Okay.
I think we've talked about it like solidly on at least two episodes. Yeah. But
this
classic
one?
Us.
Yes.
Mm.
It's cute, isn't it?
It looks like a dehydrated...
I think it's cute.
It is cute.
It is cute. Okay, now that I'm seeing more. Okay, yeah, maybe it was exciting. Just that one picture.
My Hoya, I don't even know. I've been out of the loop of things, but I still call it the Hoya Species Affinity Meredithii from Aceh.
Mm-hmm.
The gorgeous one that you sat on. She made a recovery.
That's what it's still called.
Yeah. It's blooming. I have a peduncle. So, and actually, like, it weaved up into my blinds. and it had created the peduncle and the blooms up there. So I actually had to pull it out because we closed the blinds every single day. And I was afraid because I, even though I tell Steve all the time, I'm like, hey, just be careful when you're closing the blinds because sometimes the vines get up in there. Even though I say that, no, he's not. He's just yanking that cord and it's anyway. So I pulled it out and I've taped it to like the valance or whatever you call those little white things above the window. So it will hopefully bloom, but that's exciting.
That's super exciting.
Not that I feel like it's probably bloomed plenty of times for other people, but I don't think I've ever seen the blooms.
No, I also don't see the Acheverry or the Meredithia species Acheverry very often either. Don't. So yeah.
It reminds me of this one, but darker green, Hoya induensis.
Oh, it's a little bit different though.
No, it is. Yeah. I'm just saying it reminds me of that.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. For like the past, like, I don't know, a few months, like anytime I'd hop on Facebook, like I'd see different plants popping up and in my mind I'd be like, ooh, there's like different things. So it's kind of fun. Like I sat on Facebook for maybe an hour or something, just like scrolling through groups, and there's some fun stuff out there. Okay. So
what's out there, Lydia? Tell us.
Well, first and foremost, a plant that we have talked about, what, maybe it was 2 years ago, maybe it was last year, but remember the Crassipetiolata inner variegated had came out? Mm-hmm. And it was like, I mean, it was pretty pricey. It was like $1,000 or something like that. But yeah, you can literally get like a two leaf cutting for $100 now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just saw that. I was low key going to try and get one, but they also, I mean, there's only three of them, but yeah. $100. And they're like gorgeous.
I love the variegation on that one too.
It's so pretty. So yeah, I feel like that's like super, like reasonable. You, like you could opposed to $1,000.
Have you noticed that I feel like, well, okay, that one was out a while ago, but I do feel like I'm seeing a lot of variegation varieties coming back. You know, it was like,
I feel like variegated is like kind of in again right now. Like I'm seeing like people being like, oh, but I kind of get it though, because now I like low-key high-key want a variegated Matilde.
Well,
but
don't you have one?
No.
Oh
no, I don't have one. I don't think I ever had one. Did I?
No.
Did I? Someone had given me a piece. Yep.
I feel like you had one.
I think it was.
And then it died.
Yeah, it died.
Yeah, like melted. It melted. I do remember that.
Both the leaves fell off. Yeah, that was a sad day.
That was a while ago. That was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was a while ago. But anyway, so I saw that and I was like, huh, that's interesting. You know what else dropped in price?
What?
Which I feel like came out last year too, was, remember there was the Polynora jasminka that came out, which was the outer variegated Polynora with a splash on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was expensive. I think like you get a node for like $2,500 or something like that, but you can get a node for $100.
Boom.
Wow.
Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
Hey there, Let's Talk Hoya listeners. We're so glad that you're here joining us as we chat all about Hoya. And can you believe it? It's already been over a year since we've been doing this podcast, and it's just been filled with so many great memories. And most of those surround you, our listeners, and hearing from you all and getting to engage with you. And if you like what you're hearing, we hope you take a moment to leave us a review. Honestly, it means so much to us. They make us laugh and it brightens our day. And so we hope that you take a moment to do that. Be sure to connect with us on Instagram. You can find us at lets.talkhoya and check out our show notes. They're linked in our bio. We also have a Patreon community called Peduncle Pals, and we hope to see you there.
My Hoya viola that variegated randomly.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, son of a bitch.
What?
It's just like I keep cutting the vines. It keeps pushing out new vines and they're all just green. you know, it had one variegated leaf and then one, it grew two variegated leaves.
Yeah.
And then it went green. So I chopped it and it just keeps putting out vines. And I didn't want to cut like the two leaves, but I finally did this week. I chopped the one that was the top variegated one and I'm rooting it again. Because I want that thing to give me variegation because it's really pretty.
Hey, remember that variegated obovato with splash 6 times?
I know, but I have cut so many vines off of this. And I let it grow like a couple leaves because sometimes the first one is a little wonky, but then the next one might.
Maybe you should let it go a little bit more, like 3-4 leaves.
I have let it do 4.
Interesting.
Wow.
2 nodes, 4 leaves.
But maybe one day, though.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
I'm hoping this like propagation will like force it. I don't know.
But
anyway, random. I don't know why I said that.
Because we were talking about variegation. Somebody had the thing happen, the mutation happen, but.
Oh, and then I was thinking about the elliptica, and then I was like.
I saw that today, actually. Where was it? I just took like screenshots of everything that I saw because I was having a grand old time, guys. I was like, ooh, that's pretty. Ooh, I want one of those. 3 days ago. 1 node, 2 leaves, $500.
Okay, so still pretty high in price. Okay.
And it could just be that they're not being released actively. So whenever, if they're not like, because I feel like the price starts coming down when like one person gets it and then multiple people get it. But I don't feel like this one's been like sold like that yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one that I saw that surprised me and went on my wish list. Hoya SP Ace Ladia Galaska.
Ladia Galaska. Oh,
that's Lydia, the one was I was telling you about.
Can you screenshot that so I can insert it?
Were you talking about that right now?
Oh, no. Okay. I was telling him about it earlier.
I know, but
no, because I was telling him, like, I was like looking up plants and stuff, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's this species Ace.
Look at this.
That's inner variegated and it's freaking gorgeous. They're like these huge big leaves.
I want to touch that.
And I feel like a lot of those big leaves from Ace are just, I don't know if it's because of the locality and such a pretty plant.
Can you just screenshot those and put them in the group chat?
Yes.
The GC.
All of them go for about $500 to $450.
Dang.
Yeah.
You know, but
it's freaking gorgeous though.
Part of me,
like, I can see it. It's gorgeous.
Part of me wants to just like get rid of all the basic babes that I have grown out.
And not call them basic.
No, not all of these, but I'm saying get rid of some of the basic babes and then just like focus on like getting one of those and just like growing it big.
Yeah.
And just like focusing energy on it.
Like as big as your Thai constellation? That would be awesome. Not that. Do you think a Hoya leaf could ever be like this big?
I don't know.
I bet if anyone could do it, you can.
I don't think that you can't just like make a plant.
No, I feel like you can.
Well, it has to be genetically predisposed. But anyway.
I'll give it some genetics.
Okay, but we have spent $500 on worse things.
We have, yeah. But I'm a different person this year.
So. Yeah.
But you would be supporting local.
Just kidding. Gosh, get behind me, Satan. Yeah. Oof.
Okay, I have 2 plants that I legit added onto my wish list.
All right, which ones?
One of them was a Kenyaku Mariana inner variegated.
Ooh.
Which is like the ruffly small leaf Hoya.
Oh,
but
that
inner variegation, it's like a yellow variegation. It's actually pretty cute.
Oh, wow. I had that one for a long time and then I killed it.
Yeah, $125 for a few nodes. That's pretty decent. I almost low-key said sold on that too. They also
No.
I think maybe you should stay off of the groups.
Well, the good thing is I'm not like trying to follow anything, so everything's already sold.
Okay.
Which I'm kind of surprised by. So I think the market is at a point where it's like there's like still things that are pricey, but people are still, you know, like in the hobby buying, you know? Yeah. Which I totally get.
Yeah.
You know?
My, so variegated, but I got the inner variegated chinguensis.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, she's just growing like a little queen right there.
That's adorable.
Do not break that. No, you can touch it.
Okay, I legit added that onto my wish list. $300, Adam.
She's what? Cute.
There's a spider built. Look at it. It has a little spider friend.
Oh.
It's not spider mites. It's a spider spider. No, show it's a spider, it to the spider camera.
Oh my gosh.
She's you got can a see kingdom. The spider. It's yeah. a little spider in the front.
Is that though? Is that the spider?
I think yeah. so. It's your friendly little friend.
Show it to the camera though.
Put okay. your hand behind camera. It like a professional YouTuber though. Come on. Come on.
Okay. That is gorgeous, though.
Now he's okay, famous.
But, like, he's really.
It is fungus gnat season, so I think maybe what are we gonna call him?
Greg.
I think Greg is really putting. He's popping his webussy.
His webussy.
Wait, but like when I water these, I flush it, and then okay, I'm just gonna destroy his
but
home.
No. Is it a Greg or is it a Sasha?
He's seeking asylum. Leave
Greg.
Him there.
He it's really Greg. Has covered this entire thing.
Yeah, it's his home. You're wiggling his home.
Yeah, he's probably like,
he's
earthquake.
Probably disturbed. He's like, oh.
This is brown girl staring at me.
It's like Horton hears a who. Oh. Hero.
Okay, but that's why that thing is like, I was like, why is it kind of like upright bending, you know? Because it's, you feel yeah. like it would lean.
Yeah.
He's that's put gorgeous. Support.
Aww. But anyway, legit made it on my wish list. $300.
Wait, what? Oh. Ooh.
Where'd you get that from?
I got it for free.
Oh, nice.
From my friend Aaron, friend of the pod.
Gracias, the, Aaron.
The mule.
Oh, hoya whore.
Yeah.
So that's a cute one that's out there. Also, there was this whole book situation of the updated Hoya Flower Field Guide. Huh. That I saw on Facebook. I don't know what this is about.
Who made it?
Or what it is by Barnes-Kulasekera.
2024 is what that says.
Yeah, no, I legit want one. I'm thinking Brett Barnes, who's the one that posted it, is probably Barnes. The one that's Barnes. But it looks so cute. It looks like a little verticillata bloom or a calystophylla bloom on the front.
Cute.
Interesting little things. What else have you guys been seeing?
I have on my list Hoya Susanti N14.
What does that look like?
It's a very Jurassic looking Hoya.
How do you spell that? Hoya.
Oh.
Big leaf veiny.
It's a polypus cross of the Clemensorium.
Susanti.
Oh. Okay. I wonder what those blooms look like. Yeah, you can definitely see the Clemensiorum coming through clutch.
It's very Jurassic, but with like a Milky Way.
Which does a lot for those leaves, because I think the polypus leaves are very like just green leaf situation.
A Hoya polypus?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I feel so stupid. I have to be honest.
Why?
Because like you're saying all these things and I'm like, I have no idea what that is. Oh, but I do remember the polypus flowers.
I just ate a fungus gnat.
Huh? You what?
You just ate a fungus.
Oh.
Well, you know. Don't tell the rest of us. We'll all want some.
Protein. I got
very tasteless.
I bought a fungus gnat light.
Oh.
To capture. So it's usually plugged in, but I
like a little catchy situation.
I had to unplug it because the studio lights, but
oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah.
Susanti. Interesting.
Today or yesterday, I saw April post. A Hoya. Why do I always do that? A Hoya Clemensiorum skinny leaf. The gasp that I gasped.
Oh, I want to see. I want to see.
It almost gives you like the vibe of.
Ooh. Wow.
It gives you almost like a vibe of a Bermanica.
Yeah. But like.
Or Bermanica.
Again, the Jurassic that just comes through.
You know what also reminds me of? Something that I still have never gotten over. Which is the jewel orchid that had like lightning bolts.
Oh, the green one?
Yes.
Yes, that one's beautiful.
With like the silver, gold, yellow.
We just talked about it in her last Patreon.
We did. So I hate repeating myself all the time. But it does remind me of that jewel orchid, that yeah. lightning bolt one, the way the veins are.
That was Patreon too. These people okay. didn't hear it.
Some of you did.
Okay, yeah, some of you did. But our patrons understand that we're at that age, especially you, where we repeat ourselves. Yeah, and I low-key also, when I saw the one that you just pointed out, the Hoya Skinny Clonamensorium.
Isn't it cute?
Oh, no. But I just remembered how those blooms smell.
Exactly.
No, never.
But maybe it's different because it's a different kind.
No, I would not want to find out. Let's ask April, though. The one they posted above that, Hoya Lacunosa in Sunrise Cross, UPT007, mm-hmm. is like the cutest little Lacunosa ever. And that sunstress.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Yeah. Look at that. I need you to get one, Adam.
Yeah, I just know. Let me see. I think you I'm just try. Over it. I have the Lacunosa that I really like.
Cute.
Asami, yeah, but I Asami get one from me.
2010-55.
Yeah, I still have the SR-2010-55, the White Pearl, the Moonshine, and the FN-13. Those are the only ones I kept.
Wow.
And then I like...
Oh, and the Asami and the Amarillo.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Amarillo I have up there.
Yeah. Those ones I kept.
This one I'm keeping. And I think that one is Malaysia or... I don't know.
The Big Flower one?
It's not the big flower because that's over there. But this one, the flowers smell, these are the ones that smell just like cinnamon.
Oh.
And that's the only reason I'm keeping it. It doesn't look any special. But when those blooms bloom, it is like.
Big red in here.
And it's the first time because everyone used to refer to the Lacunosa. We have said this probably. I have said this many times. But everyone used to refer to it as like the cinnamon flower. And I was like, I have no idea why because I've never smelled cinnamon in a Lacunosa.
They smell like jasmine.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's like so strong.
Yeah, Lacunosa always smell like jasmine to me.
Sorry, my nose was itching.
Okay. I didn't know if you were signaling that I needed
the wipes. Oh, no, my nose was itching. You're just... It's because I'm listening to you. I can't hear you unless I'm looking at you, so I'm...
Okay, so you got a full wish list now, huh?
Yes, there's more plants that I want. I literally would have commented sold if they weren't already sold. Yeah. Care to know? They're actually pretty well priced now. There was a Hoya sigillatus inner variegated, $70.
Now where, oh, wow. where are you all seeing these? Are you seeing
on
this
on Facebook
in like a specific group or just all the Hoya groups?
U.S. Hoya Market is the one I usually end up going to. But there is a Hoya sigillatus inner variegated, four leaf, $70. I feel like that was a pretty pricey plant. At one point, it was like $300-$500. And then the Lehigh Prism, which is the outer variegated Lehigh, $90 for like six leaves.
Oh, wow. That feels like
a really like
turnaround
big difference. Price. Yeah. So those two, I was like, ooh, those are really pretty actually.
I'm struggling with the Lehigh.
Really?
Because I have the Prism with Splash.
Oh.
And it is down to one leaf.
Where do you have it?
It's in my bedroom now.
Okay. Because it's happier. A cool grower.
It seems happier. It was right here next to this. It put out multiple vines and they put out new leaves. Two leaves. Continued the splash. I was so excited. And then like literally like it would just shrivel up and die. That vine. That whole vine. Anyway.
Wow.
And it doesn't have pests. I was scoping it constantly. Anyway, so it's in the bedroom now, and that's where it's going to live for a bit. It looks like it is putting out a new growth point.
Lehigh Prisms are notorious for being very finicky plants.
And my friend Nick, who gave it to me in hopes of like us growing it out, he said his was finicky, and I was like, whatever. I can take care of it.
They're known Jesus. To be very finicky plants.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm still giving it a go, you know.
But it is a cool grower. So I think the fact that you moved into your bedroom, which is a cooler environment, might actually help you out.
And I don't have any grow lights in the bedroom anymore. So that's my non-grow light growing area.
So my work.
Yeah. But
so yeah, yikes. Lots of plants added.
Don't get that one. A Prism.
But pain. I do want the sigillatus inner variegated because that one seems to grow pretty well and it's really pretty.
Yeah.
Because it has like the like the purpley color of the sigillatus with the inner like the yellow inner variegation. Yeah. And it's like very different color wise, you know? Yeah. But anyway.
Okay. Is that all?
Two honorable mentions of plants that I have not seen before.
No good.
I'm that I glad. Saw for the first time today. Apparently, Caudata, there's now an inner variegated version.
Mm. Oh, wow. Can I see?
No price because it was a deal, deal or no deal, but there was no accepted.
Wow. I just had a Caudata on mine, the Caudata Gold.
That is gorgeous.
Inner variegated. Yeah, I don't know.
Looks like a way mani eye.
How much it is. And then Fuaensis, I guess, has an inner variegated version too now.
I did know about that one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
$250 for five leaves. Like,
that looks like the verticillata with the one they used to call Moonlight.
Well, I feel like.
Or Incresata, I think.
Like, I didn't see anything that was like $1,000.
Yeah. True.
Which I feel like even last year, it was pretty common. Like, if you hopped onto like a Facebook group, like, you would see at least one plant that was like the it unicorn plant that was like $1,000. But yeah. I didn't, like, the most expensive thing that I saw today was like $500, which is a lot of money. But, like, in retrospect of, I feel like, how the market.
Yeah.
Usually as there has been, it seems like a lot less. So anyway, yeah. I found that surprising. I literally thought there would be at least one plant where it's like, this is a $1,000 plant this year, you know?
Right.
But it just seems like there's like, oh, these are kind of the it plants that people want, but they're not $1,000.
Okay. So like, what would you say would be like the top of the list of the, what everybody's like searching for?
The top, the one. Or
that
one?
You feel like is...
The one that really stood out to me the most, I feel like, was the species Aceae latia glasca.
Yeah.
Something rightly about that, so. Just something about like the venation and the inner variegation. And the inner variegation, it's like that yellow inner variegation, but it's almost like a watercolor. You know how some Hoya, like that variegation looks like a watercolor? And I'm a sucker for Hoya like that.
The Astralis Lisa one has that watercolor effect.
Like the watercolor look.
Okay, that Astralis.
But,
is that just the Lisa or was that, I feel like that was like the sunny side up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I almost threw that away because I was like, this is just a Lisa. But I was like, no.
That's Alexandra. Alexandra.
Alexandra. Yeah. Okay. And then I have the outer variegated one. I have a couple cuttings of that, but I need to like.
I put mine on the same trellis.
Did you?
Mm, yeah.
Cute.
That one's growing way faster.
Yeah.
I only have a green form.
Yeah. It's not to talk about anyone. The viola has that watercolor.
Yeah.
Variegation too.
Which and is so pretty.
What was the first Hoya that I had that had that? Well, it was probably Lisa. That I was just like, this is beautiful.
Just something stunning about how it's like, it literally looks like someone took a watercolor.
Like Bob Ross.
And they like painted it, but it's like just
Robert
like Ross. Nature doing its thing. But it is just so gorgeous. Like, I can't get over it. Yeah. And, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I'm, like, chopping down, like, all my Hoya and stuff right now because I'm getting ready to move. But, like, whenever you, like, propagate plants, like, you get to be, like, up close and personal with, like, the foliage and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there is just something about big-leaved Hoya. As much as I'm not, like, the most, like, big-leaved Hoya. Like, today.
You heard it here, folks.
I cut my Clemenciorum, and one of the leaves is literally the size of, like, my forearm.
Is it?
And the venation on that leaf is, like, freaking gorgeous. So.
See, my Clemenciorum put out some big old leaves, you know, and then it just kind of has stopped.
Look, I had posted it
Do you have yours in ambient?
Gorgina. It is. It is just in ambient. It's in front of a south-facing window. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and that, I just saw this, like, little leaf, and then just... Pfft, blew up.
Nice.
I kind of want mine to flower because I want Steve to smell the flower.
Oh gosh.
I feel like this year there's just been a lot of unique little plants that are fun to look at. And it's fun to do this every year and like I'll go back and like listen to episodes and you just remember like, oh yeah, like that was like the thing. But
imagine when we're finding the species Aceae Lady Galantra, whatever. It Home Depot for $5.
Oh,
our head will pop off.
Pop.
I wonder if Costa will ever get to the point that they're tissue culturing. I heard though the problem with Hoya is like, I guess like philodendron for the most part, once you figure out the tissue culturing like mechanism, it's the same for all of them. But with Hoya, it's different for every single one.
It is.
And so that's like last time when I was looking into tissue culturing, like that's the last thing that I had read about it. And so they have like tissue culturing for like karyi. They figured out in China, there's like a whole article out about it. But it doesn't translate to other species, I guess.
Weird.
So then I think I'm almost wondering like for them, does it feel not like a cost effective measure?
Plus Hoya propagates so easily. Like if you got a big plant, like you could get a pretty good supply out of that.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we want to know what is the Hoya that you're after.
This year, 2025. What's your wish list plant?
So
we should post it on stories.
Tag us. Post on story, reply to our story, but like show us the pictures. We want to repost them on Instagram so everyone can see. But yes, make sure you follow us over there. And you can find us at let's.talkhoya. And you can also find us individually. I'm at NotDude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at Perritos y Plants. Adios.
Annyeong.
Bye.
Picture this. You're scrolling through your feed and suddenly, bam, you land on an incredible live stream and someone's sharing secrets about nurturing that stunning plant you've been eyeing. You're instantly hooked, asking questions, laughing, and joining vibrant conversations with passionate plant lovers from all over the world.
These live streams aren't just about selling plants. They're hangouts, educational classes, and exciting community events. And while you're waiting for your next favorite seller or educator to go live, join chat channels similar to Discord, where the fun never stops and plant friendships flourish.
Feeling inspired, you decide it's time to buy your dream plant. Here's the best part. It's not just a transaction. You're connecting directly with amazing sellers and becoming part of a genuinely engaged community. Need any tips? Have any questions? Want to celebrate your plant's first ever bloom? Overgrown Oasis community is always eager to support, guide, and cheer you on.
Overgrown Oasis is more than just a platform. It's your new plant-loving adventure and community home. So dive into the excitement, connect deeply, and watch your plant dreams bloom alongside friends. You can find Overgrown Oasis by visiting overgrownoasis.com.
Your ultimate plant-loving community awaits.